Shane Graham is kindly with us today. Shane is the pauwhakahaere for Te Runanga o Ngāti Rārua. Now, a proposal to move patients' lab samples and tissue samples from out of the top of the South Island, Tauihu, has been dropped. Laboratory company Awanui said it had withdrawn its proposal to move its histology processing work for the Upper South Island into its Christchurch laboratory after consultation and criticism from clinicians and iwi. Shane, formerly a senior advisor at TPK, has whakapapa through Tainui to Raukawa and Ngāti Kuriki Kahukura, but he's lived in Te Tauihu for 40-odd years. He's got a number of quals, including a Masters of Māori and Management and Diploma in Māori Law and Philosophy from Te Wānanga o Raukawa. So he's well positioned to comment here. Thank you for joining us on the program, Shane. Kia ora anō e hoa. Tēnā koe, Shane. It's good to talk with you. Now, let's start here, because Awanui have backtracked on their plans, which were originally open to feedback, until the end of the month. Does that surprise you, bearing in mind there was opposition and criticism from clinicians and from our people and from iwi Māori?
It did somewhat, but it's not surprising, I guess, in terms of some of the behaviour and attitude we're seeing out of some of the organisations that are looking at local health hiki outcomes. And with the out-of-region emphasis, it's becoming concerning around, for us here locally anyway, about what the future looks like.
Share with us a little about this story, if you'll be kind enough, please, Shane. And obviously there are benefits to keeping core health services retained in regional Aotearoa. But what has happened here that initially had you guys a little sus on what was going on, criticism from clinicians and from iwi Māori? What were some of the issues that iwi Māori were concerned about here?
Well, it's like anything, I guess. It's moving services further away from patients, which is sort of contrary to what the new reforms are trying to look to do to improve local delivery of patient-centric services. And we're concerned that there's potential delays that can occur for urgent health diagnosis and testing as a result. And we're seeing, I think, the exact opposite of what the reforms are meant to achieve. So particularly of interest to us is once again, the transportation of human tissue and the applications for tikanga around taking that outside the rohe. And you could say it could be a long bow to draw, but we think it's quite important that we retain most of those services and that kaupapa here.
And that's fair enough too. I think as a people we do have issues about transportation of our human tissue, as you've just touched on. And of course some of the areas within your hood have certainly been isolated, and flood slips have closed highways. This heightens the risks of relying on road transport too, which was what the original proposal planned to do, ne?
Yes, correct. And that's a concern also. Obviously, we've had State Highway 6 closed, and access to our cross region through the recent floods has been a real concern and issue, as you've said. But we also find that just the sheer thinking around why would you want to fix something that's not broken and just retain not only the local services but also the local staff who are doing a pretty good job, we feel, so far.
And it sends a message to other organisations who may want to centralise their operations and take this sort of mahi and other complementary mahi to the big smoke. You've got to fight for the retention of services within regions. This is a given, and it seems that you and others are up for that fight, Shane.
Well, let's just say that we're very interested in anybody or anyone, especially contractors, who think it might be beneficial to take services and centralise them in somewhere where there's, for instance, out-of-region location, but also, as we've alluded to, Christchurch is 6 hours away in terms of travel time on roads. Roads are becoming an issue in terms of upkeep, maintenance, but also we understand natural disasters, civil emergencies have plagued us for the last decade. And if we're really trying to future-proof our services, then it makes sense to have regional services as well as centralised. I mean, I don't believe the actual the numbers in terms of the thinking and also the financial benefits, which I can only presume is the reason why this is has been put forward as proposal has been thought through that well. I know that the Asia Pacific Health Group, which was formerly rebranded now to Awanui, is needing to commit to delivering services in Māori partnership, and I mean some of that is not in cities; it's also obviously in rural and regional areas. So that's what we want to make sure that they hold up what they say they're going to do by providing those services.
Thanks very much, Shane. I'd like to have a yarn with you about infrastructural investment, bearing in mind that Nelson too has been hit by floods in recent times, and you and I had some interesting discussions off the back of that. But I'll leave that for another day, if you'll accommodate my interest in how things are panning out in Te Tauihu in that regard. But thank you for touching on this issue, Shane, and I'll ask our producer to tee us up a yarn so we can look at some of those climate mitigating initiatives that are so vital right across the country. Thanks for your thoughts today, Shane. All the best.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.